ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors now sworn in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
Once testimony gets underway, the judge said the trial could last about 6 weeks. A lot of that's going to depend on the defense cross-examination of the state's witnesses. During jury selection, one woman told the judge that her sister was getting married in September, prompting the judge to joke that if we're all still here in September, we're all in a lot of trouble.
President Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. He plans to make the announcement in an address today to steel workers in Pennsylvania. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing back against pressure from his own party over his proposed aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Johnson is rejecting calls for him to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Democrats in the Senate could end the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before arguments even begin. Articles of impeachment delivered Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is asking for responses to Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that seeks to recognize the constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood wants the court to take up a lawsuit by Sheboygan County's district attorney. The groups in the Planned Parenthood case have until a week from Friday to respond in writing. Labor leaders fear lawmakers will try again to loosen child labor laws in Wisconsin. Governor Evers recently vetoed a bill to lower the bar for 14- and 15-year-olds, but it's another story in other states.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Hartley Nature Center in Duluth is in need of a new executive director. According to a Northern News Now report, the center has announced their current executive director, Tom O'Rourke, will be leaving the organization to take the same role at the Ernest Oberholzer Foundation. O'Rourke had served as the Nature Center's leader since 2011, and the board of the organization praised him for his hard work and dedication to environmental education. The Hartley Nature Center is actively looking for a replacement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents that it's National Work Zone Awareness Week. According to the DOT, there were over 2,000 crashes in Wisconsin work zones last year. As the weather begins to warm up enough for road construction projects to resume, state officials are reminding drivers to use extra caution when driving through a work zone and follow all applicable laws, namely changes in the speed limit. Drivers should be extra focused when driving through a construction zone. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are banged up. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held practice, missing some key players. Giannis continues to rehab that calf muscle. Guard A.J. Green with a sprained ankle. Damian Lillard with a groin injury did not practice yesterday. Were players surprised Dame couldn't go despite playing Sunday in Orlando? Bobby Portis.
I mean, to start off, man, it wasn't a shock or anything that Dame said. I mean, it's, what, Tuesday and the game Sunday, so it's a long way away, so I ain't put too much stress on that. You know, I think we kind of blow things out of proportion too much.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we've done all the imaging and all that stuff, so he's good. I can tell you that.
Baseball, the Brewers lost last night to the Padres 6-3. The game started out with Brewers pitcher Wade Miley getting hit in the knee with a shot off the bat of Manny Machado.
I think that anytime you take a missile off your kneecap, I mean, that affects you. Most people wouldn't have stayed in the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off. What are you talking about? That was December basketball. basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I got the dog to the park before the storms rolled in last night.
Did it rain hard?
Yeah, it was thundering. Probably started around 7:30.
Maybe that explains why I slept so good, man. I've been, you know, one thing, and I don't know if it's just me in this aging process, but I don't sleep as well as I should. And, I went and saw the therapist, the sleep therapist. I don't know. There's some term for them.
Yeah, it's escaping me.
Well, you would know. You're young. but I went and saw this doctor and ran through a battery of tests because I was waking up, right, at night, you know, and quite a bit. And so, you know, I'd get in bed and 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 1 o'clock, I wake up and I'm wondering, you know, why am I waking up? Right. You know, it's gotta be something. So I went to the sleep therapist. They ran me through a battery of tests and, I don't know how much money it cost, but I'm pretty sure Calvin, you know, thank you, Medicare, and I hope Medicare is around for Calvin and his generation. But thank you, Medicare. So I went through all these tests. And then after the tests were done, this is several weeks ago, after the tests were done, you know, 3 doctors come in, right? the main doctor and I guess 2 trainees, and they're asking me these questions and by the time it's done, the doctor says, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. He said, you know, when we age, sleeping, you know, hey, I'm thinking, hey, man, I need to get 8 hours of sleep, right? How much sleep do you get a night, Calvin?
Yeah, like 7.5 or 8.
7. Hey, this, the listening audience, listen to this young guy. He gets to sleep 7.5, 8 hours. But most of us, am I alone? 844-967-2789. The older we get, it's a little more difficult. You know, I haven't gotten 8 hours of sleep since probably I was your age, Calvin. So you get adjusted to, you know, and it's not that I don't go to bed early enough. I mean, if you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, what time should you probably go to sleep, Calvin?
Well, if you want 8 hours, that would be 8 o'clock.
How often do you think I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock?
I mean, that's awfully early.
Come on, man. 8 o'clock. No, man. If I get in bed by 10, I'm doing pretty good. But just because you go to bed at 10 doesn't mean, you know, you fall asleep at 10. So he told me, he said, not to worry. You know, check to make sure I didn't need any apparatus to help me fall asleep. And he said, that's just the way it is. You know, it's part of the aging process. 844-967-2789, your thoughts. And so I'm fine with that, man. Now I know if I can get 6 hours of sleep, man, I'm good, man. You know. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I do from time to time take a nap.
Yeah, I'm not a big nap taker. I have to be really tired.
No, you're a young guy, man. Okay. Hey, I used to never take a nap, right? Hey, man, take a nap. What are you talking about? But there are times, I must admit, that I'll get home and, you know, wind up taking about an hour and a half nap. And it makes a big difference, man. Especially when you're getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you got to make it up somewhere. But anyway, you know, that's one of the things that you wake up, excuse me, and no pun intended, and you realize things are changing in you and in your life. But anyway, got a lot to talk about today, man. You know, we're going to talk. It's Wednesday. That means one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, will be joining us as always. I've been hearing a lot of great things about Dr. Craig and our segment from people. You know, I've been doing that with Dr. Craig for many, many years. Dr. Craig is one of the best, you know, as well-educated as they come, and really involved and on top of what happens nationally and locally. They don't come any better than Dr. Robert Craig, and we're fortunate to have him every week. I love doing that segment with Dr. Craig, and that's why every opportunity I get wherever I go in radio, I want Dr. Craig to always be there. We're going to talk a little bit about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in the news. And Eric Hovde, you heard of that guy, haven't you, Calvin?
Unfortunately, yes.
You know, man, help me out, Calvin, because they just had this guy named Tim Michaels run for governor, right? Weird dude, right? It's safe to say. Eric Hovde's a weird dude. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, it definitely seems like Tim Michaels 2.0 with the fact that he spends most of his time in California.
Why do they get these guys? Well, they get them because they got all that money and that they can kind of fund their own campaigns. But there's some weird dudes, man. Eric Hovde, Tim Michaels. And so, you know, they say crazy things. Eric Hovde made a ridiculous statement that, you know, people in nursing homes shouldn't be allowed to vote. What? Hey, man, Calvin, you're running for United States Senator. People in the nursing homes vote, man. They voted all their lives. Why would he make a dumb statement like that?
Well, he said that people in nursing homes only have 5 to 6 months to live, so they shouldn't be allowed to vote.
You read it. Hey, Calvin. You stole my thunder. But, I mean, how stupid is that?
Yeah, it's foolish.
So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Eric Hovde. We're also going to talk about crime dropping in America. You've heard nonstop. We've heard nonstop, Calvin. Oh, the crime rate is coming. They're coming to get you. Hey, the people at the border are coming to get you in the central cities across the nation. The crimes are coming, and they're coming to get you, and they're going to kill you. Hey, man, don't buy any of that. We've got the statistics. Crime is way down as Republicans continue to try to mislead people to believe that, You know, you got to vote for us because we're for law and order. And the other side of the people are for crimes, and they're going to come and get you. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about many other things. But, Calvin, I want to begin. This is what I don't understand, man. You know, maybe I've never had to deal with it because I'm a guy who's been married for 40, soon to be 43 years. But I don't understand this, man. I paid someone $15,000 to help me find the right man. I was shocked by what she taught me. So, Calvin, I don't know, man. You're a young guy, man. Do you go on the dating sites?
No, not really.
Yeah, not really. Here's what I don't understand. There are people everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't care where you go, man. Grocery store, gas station, school, anywhere. There is no perfect person. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah.
Right. So there's no perfect person. The way things have worked out in the past is that you meet someone and the two of you work through things. And so if things work out and if you both understand what relationships are all about and what life is all about, then you can kind of work through things. But for heaven's sakes, to pay somebody $15,000 to tell you where you can find it, Calvin, I think you and I are in the wrong business.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, if I can charge somebody, if somebody is, I'm sorry, deranged enough to pay somebody $15,000 to help me find the right person, you kind of got some issues. What is the right person? The right person is derived from who you are. You know who you are. Well, you should know. Let me put it this way. It does take some time to figure out who you are. I mean, I'm more than content and comfortable with I know who I am. And it didn't happen when I was a young person, but it took me a while, as it does everybody, to know who they are. But for heaven's sakes, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I know most of the listeners in this audience are like me, and they couldn't even imagine paying somebody to find the right person for them. Now, there's things such as blind dates and people set up those kind of things. I get that. But those are people they know and people they trust. But to go to somebody that you don't even know. Hey, Calvin, can you do me a favor? Yeah, what is it, Earl? Hey, man, can you help me find a person for me? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is Civic Media.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us, that's in. Yes, today, you know, and I don't know, maybe they did have places you could go. Maybe the one X back in my day. But I don't know, places that you could go and people could tell you where to find Mr. Wright or Mrs. Wright. There's no such thing as that. You know, you have to go through the ups and downs and the grinds of, you know, relationships. I mean, I've been married 43 years, you know, and, there's no perfect person because none of us are perfect. 844-967-2789, Mr. B. I know Mr. B. Hey, what's going on, Mr. B? How you doing?
What's going on, man? How's it going?
Civic Media.
I was calling about.
I was talking
about truth. I'm talking about for the sleep part, man. 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, for a young person like me and you, that's kind of hard to get. You know what I'm saying? In our older days, we could get plenty of sleep all we want, but for a young person like me and you, we don't, 8 hours of sleep. Because sometimes, we catch our naps, I might stay up and binge TV all night long.
you got me kind of confused, Mr. B. So, you're an old guy. You're referring to you and I as being young, and then you were saying when you were old, you were getting a lot of sleep. So which is it?
Yeah, I just tell people that, you know what I'm saying, because you're old, the only oldest you think you are.
That's true. That's true. So are you getting a lot of sleep?
Well, sometimes, what I'm saying, if I take, my doctor tell me to take some melatonin, and you know what I'm saying, and I can sleep, or some gabapentin, and I can sleep. But sometimes I don't think about that, because sometimes it's causing, if my body's tired, I get a lot of sleep, but if not, my wife tell me, she said, You don't go to bed at night. That's why you can't get no sleep. Or you go to bed at night and you wake up at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. So hey, you younger than me.
Mr. B, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you for listening. You know, I just want to again, go back to this whole thing about these relationships and the fact that people somehow believe that somebody else can help them find the person of their dreams and are willing to spend $15,000. This woman said, Calvin, that she had been married twice. She was a major executive with a major company. And so she was, spend a lot of time in her profession. Well, that doesn't always equate, Calvin, to, if you put your profession ahead of your relationship, you're probably going to have trouble. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, you definitely have to have priorities. And I think hearing that she's been divorced twice makes it make a little more sense to me. I thought at first maybe it was like a 25-year-old, 30-year-old person, but this person obviously feels that they haven't had the best luck picking them themselves.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what she said. She had not had the best luck in picking the right person. But, you know, I would say, man, that to that answer, you haven't had the best luck. Yeah, you know, sometimes we need to look in the mirror. And if she realizes that herself, does she need somebody else to tell her that for $15,000?
The price tag is really what's throwing me off.
Yeah, $15,000. And so, you know, if somebody can tell you, well, what are you looking for in a mate or in a person? Can the therapist or whoever that is you're talking to tell you that better than you yourself? You're a young guy, man. You know, but I mean, you're a bright guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess sometimes it helps to talk about it, but this sounds more like a matchmaker type of deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe they really feel like they are striking out on their own.
Well, okay. I just don't know. I mean, they got all these sites now that you can go to. I don't know. I've never looked at the sites, and there would be no reason for me to look at them. But, what do you do, man? I mean, the way it always was you would meet people. Have we lost the will or the know-how to meet people, to talk with people, to get to know people before we make decisions like marriage? You know, I just think that something has happened, something that we've lost, and I think in all of it is communication. It's do we know how to communicate one with another? Or if it's somebody that you've never met, or somebody that you're meeting for the first time, the key to that is really communication. What are you hearing? What kind of questions are you asking? You know, and also, number one, knowing who you are. You know, knowing who you are. And but that's an amazing thing to me, that there are people out here that are willing to pay $15,000. Well, what if I had a fee of $1,000? Let me see what we can do about that. How can I get in that business? Hey, Earl Ingram, the fixer. Hey, and have you as my sidekick. You pay me $1,000, we pay Calvin $500. And for $1,500, the two of us can, you know, tell you who's the best mate for you.
I'm in. Just call in and we'll look it up.
We got to wait. Hey, man, that's not a bad, you know, business to get into. Anyway, my wife would probably disagree with me getting into that business. But anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about on the other side. Want to talk about, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Hall of Fame Milwaukee Buck, and his response to Eric Hovde, who had some cruel things to say about people in nursing homes. 844-967-2789 is the number on a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marquette University Law School is releasing the results of its April poll of Wisconsin voters today. The last poll found President Biden and Donald Trump split the state evenly in a head-to-head race, with Trump pulling slightly ahead in a five-way race. This will be the first Marquette poll on the U.S. Senate race since Republican Eric Hovde got in. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Superior officials are looking to give first responders more time for parental leave. Superior City Councilor Jenny Van Sickle is leading the charge after some first responders told her they needed to use their PTO time to get the maximum amount of parental leave, leaving them with no off time after having their child. Councilor Van Sickle says the policy change is especially necessary with the increased number of women joining the law enforcement field. The proposal would also give 6 weeks off for a lost pregnancy. Cenovus Energy has announced they will sponsor a new state-of-the-art soccer field and athletic hub in the Superior School District. According to a Fox 21 report, Cenovus will contribute to the construction of a new soccer field at Cooper Elementary School, and that space will also be used for other sports like lacrosse. With the grant funding from Cenovus, the Superior Soccer Association will be able to buy new equipment and add security measures to allow for bathroom access during practices and games at the new field. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. SNL cast member Heidi Gardner laughed so hard and broke character so blatantly during an SNL sketch that she says it caused her anxiety. The skit from last weekend involved Gardner as a talk show host with a studio audience behind her as she interviewed Kenan Thompson, who played an AI expert. During the interview, Ryan Gosling sat behind her dressed as Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. Kenan Thompson pointed this out to the host, and they had him move, only to replace him with Mikey Day, who played Butthead, and looked hilarious. When Thompson's character called attention to Butthead, Gardner turned to tell him to move as well and saw him for the first time and lost it. She literally could not contain herself the rest of the skit. Gardner said it was Day's exposed gums and teeth that made her lose control. Vulture.com says the show had kicked the idea around for 5 years before actually using it, which is crazy. It's one of the funniest things I've seen on Saturday Night Live in years. I recommend Googling immediately. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, a legislator from Oshkosh is featured in our Women Win Wisconsin spotlight, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. You might use it if you feel better when you get home.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Eric Hovde, you know, very, very wealthy man who clearly, you know, lives on the West Coast. And that there's no crime against living on the West Coast. There's no crime against being a wealthy, wealthy man. But the fact that, you know, he wants to become the senator of the state of Wisconsin, there's probably an issue, Calvin, if you live in California more than you, you know, live in the state of Wisconsin, that you want to be a senator for the people of Wisconsin when most of what you own and have is out west. Is that okay?
I mean, evidently it's legal, but it seems not okay. It seems weird.
That's because it is. Hey, Eric Hovde, if you want to be a United States senator, you live in California, run for senate in California, right? I mean, come on, man. Well, no, I still have some ties back in Wisconsin. And somebody in Wisconsin asked me to run for senate in Wisconsin. Okay. All right. But anyway, so Eric Hovde, as you've been watching him more and more on these commercials, and he's certainly going to be spending some money. You know, he's no stranger. He ran for office here a couple of years ago. But he's always looked kind of strange. And when you look at him, it's one thing to look strange. It's another thing when the things that come out of your mouth don't make sense. And so, you know, Eric Hovde, at one time or another, suggested that most nursing home residents are not qualified to vote. And basically, he talked about those who had terminal illness and who may have had, you know, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 months to life expectancy. Almost nobody in the nursing home is, you know, voting shouldn't be basically something you should be allowed to do. Now, even if he felt that way, Calvin, shouldn't somebody tell him that would be a stupid thing to say publicly? I mean, wouldn't you think so?
You would think it'd be common sense that that would alienate some people.
Okay, but you said common sense because that's about right. If he doesn't have common sense enough to know not to say that, what can we expect if he becomes the United States Senator, for heaven's sakes? So, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, NBA Hall of Famer, and a man who I've respected, most of my life. Say what you will about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's always been a man who, very intelligent man, who always spoke about issues. And so he weighed in on this. And I was a little surprised that Kareem would even weigh in on something, you know, he's been so far removed from the state of Wisconsin in his life, you know, having lived in New York and lived on the West Coast. Former Milwaukee Bucks star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has weighed in on U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin, slamming Republican candidate Eric Hovde's comments that suggested most nursing home residents are not qualified to vote. In a Tuesday post on his Starbucks account, the six-time NBA MVP featured Hubdy's comments and questioned, is this the guy who should be a senator? What's troubling here is his desire to take away the rights of people who have spent a lifetime contributing to this country based on physical attributes, that meaning age. Even if there was some fraud, the goal should be to uncover, if not deny, anyone in nursing homes to vote. Here's the deal. And why would Eric Hubdy say something so asinine? It's because, believe it or not, Calvin, 2024 election is around the corner. And there's still people running around saying the 2020 election was stolen. Donald Trump and many others who support him are still out here lying, talking about the elections being stolen. 4 years later. And so it really is more than troubling that after all of this time and nothing to back it up or prove it, that people still believe that our elections are in danger and that our elections aren't safe. All I know, Calvin, is every time I go to vote, and I vote in every election I have since I turned 18 years of age. I'm a guy who, I don't care what it is, there is only one thing on the ballot. You ever go to vote, Calvin, and there's only one thing on the ballot? Not yet, huh?
Usually there's a couple things.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone and actually voted when there's only one thing on the ballot. But for heaven's sakes, the way they check you out, when you come in, do they ask you for your ID?
To vote, yes.
Okay, so they ask you for your ID. They ask you where you live. You have to sign your name. I don't know if they're doing that differently somewhere else, Calvin. But that's what I have to do every time I go vote.
Yeah, that's the process I have.
Okay, so, and there are people around, and there, it doesn't appear to be somebody looking over your shoulder while you're voting. Many years ago, we used to have voting booths, and people remember where you walk into this thing with a curtain, and you would close the curtain, and it would kind of, you know, not lock you in, but no one could see anything because this curtain, cumbersome, would come in, would close in on you, and nobody could see anything. But the way things are done today, I mean, it's the same. The process is the same. And the voting things that they have set up, they're set up far enough away, Calvin, and even if you wanted to peek over at somebody else, it's impossible. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, I mean, at my polling place, they have like dividers,
right?
So it's like you're taking a standardized test in school.
Yeah, it's the same thing everywhere. So I mean, we've got to get over this constant drumbeat again by people on the right that the elections are not safe, that, you know, your vote is not safe, and that somebody is coming in and doing everything they can to take away your vote. It's just not true. In fact, it's a lie. And I don't know why people aren't willing to call it what it is. It's just a lie. It's not a fabrication. It's a total lie. And as long as we are willing to allow, you know, these conversations to continue, Eric Hovey should have been ashamed of himself to make that statement. You know, at some point in time, you know, he may wish to live to get old. That's the whole key to life, is to live to get old. And so it shouldn't be a burden. It's something that should be celebrated. And so to talk about people who, you know, have aged, and none of us are who we were, it's just not right. Let's go to Julie. Hey, good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning, Earl. I think the whole, you know, election process has gotten so out of control. Like, what happened to Election Day? There's an Election Day, and we all vote. And it would be even much easier to do that now. And you just make it a national, it's a holiday. So all government employees are off. Your employer has to let you go vote. And by, 11:59 that evening, we know who the president is. If, you know, obviously there's military that are serving out of the country. So there's some people that would have to do the mail-in votes. I just think it's become this, what people just don't trust it, because it's become, you know,
But Julie, people don't trust it. You know, there are a lot of things people don't trust, but that's on people. Here's where I have a problem with all of that, Julie, is whatever rules are in place for voting, they're not solely there for Democrats and not for Republicans. Republicans have the same opportunity to vote absentee, early voting. They can do the exact same thing as Democrats. And so that doesn't mean that somebody's doing something illegal because that process exists. You know, and so if Republicans choose not to take advantage of early voting or those types of things, it doesn't mean that something criminal is going on.
Right. No, the majority, I know you keep saying Republicans, and we all think alike.
That's because Republicans are the ones who have more than anyone else claimed that, you know, what's happening with voting is crooked.
Well, I mean, I think it's whoever loses the election. It's whatever party loses, then they complain. We got a bunch of sore losers in this country. There's a winner and there's a loser, and then you move on. The people have to understand that when someone gets elected president, they're the president. It is. Republicans, Democrats, all of us. When the election is over, whoever has been elected, they're our president. We should stand by them.
So it's great that you say that, Julie, but you know it's not quite what's happening, right?
No, I know, because it's politics. You can go on and on about this. But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Julie, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll continue this. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. And you could have a change.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability.
All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can, smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for good times and bad.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Your thoughts on, you know, where we are with the mistrust that exists, and for people who believe that our system is somehow crooked and rigged. Let's go to Susan. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for listening and calling, as always.
Good morning. I find this hilarious because if you think about it and you look at it from anybody who's not involved in the political scene, who spent $1.5 million of Wisconsin money trying to find fake votes after the 2020 election? And they knew it was a lie and they spent taxpayer money. Have they returned that money? No. And then who built the fake elector votes, sent them by private plane to Washington, D.C., and we all know this costs money, and they paid it off with taxpayer money. Once again, we don't even know what the amount was that they were charged the taxpayers to do this, and these people never went to jail. They never lost their jobs. If you're going to say, I don't believe in the voting system, prove it. Then I will believe you. But until that time comes about, you should keep your mouth shut. And that's my opinion.
Hey Susan.
Go ahead. Yeah, I would never accuse somebody of stealing unless I actually had proof.
I always value your opinion. Thank you very much for the call, Susan. Let's go to David from Mequon.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, not sure if you're familiar with this matter that happened in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is about 50,000 people bigger than the city of Green Bay. It's 150,000 people. On November 1st, if you look at the AP news, there was a judge there, and it was just for mayor. And it was a Democratic judge and Democratic individuals, but there was a video that popped up, and they had a primary in September of last year. The judge saw the video. He said there was so much malfeasance. They had to throw out the entire election, and they had to redo it again because there was tons of ballot stuffing. It was on video. They showed it. And you know, it's not talked about too much, but it happened. And there was, you know, there was no Republicans, you know, running for the seat or anything, but the entire election had to be redone.
Okay, so Dave, so Democrats are doing ballot stuffing, you truly believe that the elections, our elections in this nation, aren't safe, because as you stated, one event that you saw on television, and somehow that equates to cheating. Widespread cheating is going on throughout our election process.
So again, if you look at the New York City situation, they had during the presidential election, they had thousands of ballots that were tossed out.
They found
for
that to
very
be
different reasons.
Okay, go ahead.
But no, the thing is, no, what I'm getting at is, there's some states that have what they call ballot harvesting.
I know exactly.
Illegal. Not in the state of Wisconsin, but in other states it is. And they show how, you know, to get the ballots, and you know, there's videos showing
okay.
how they can change.
Hey, Dave,
the
I wish I had more time, but the sky is falling. Tom from L.A.
Yeah, Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that means all of us, everyone get registered to vote, whether you are Democrat or Republican, since these Republicans are calling up and saying it's just Dems. Again, I would tell Julie, I've told her before, go watch Jane Elliott on YouTube. Please educate yourself. Jane Elliott, she talks about one day of voting and it being a holiday. But you know what? There's a lot of people where the ballot boxes have actually been taken away. There are people in major cities where the lines go on for days. In terms of, I'm sorry that Julie lives in Franklin. That's a small little town. That's very easy for her to go and vote. The best way to vote is to vote by mail, where people can sit down with the ballot, and they can send it back in. They can put it in the drop box. Those are all very safe ways. And my thing is, if you can actually use an ATM machine and they always get your money right, then why is it that we have a problem at all, which we don't? It's usually Republicans that actually end up getting busted for illegal voting. And Dave, they found the problem, apparently, wherever it was that you were talking about. That's the whole point of the guardrails that are up there. So please, let's just stop this craziness. We don't have voter fraud in this country. We do have election fraud, where they're disparaging against people of color and et cetera with their names through just check out gregpalast.com and you'll see that. But thank you very much, Earl.
Hey, thank you as always, Tom. 844-967-2789. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
T. Schwaba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. Nightlight with P. Schwaba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightlight.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming.